Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, today we have some news of interest to pulse growers across the region. That's because last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced some very exciting news that they have, in fact, granted the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council's request for Section 32 funding for dry peas and lentils. What that means is $22 million for dry peas, $10 million in funding for lentils, and another $11 million in pinto beans. Tim McGreevy is the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council's chief executive officer in Moscow, Idaho, and says their request stems from last year's decision by India to impose some pretty stiff tariffs on U.S. pulse crops.
India, by far and away, is our largest market for both peas and lentils, so it certainly was a market disruptor and, you know, lowered pricing for both, you know, both green and yellow peas and lentils in particular.
And Tim says by being included in the USDA's Section 32 program, which includes the National School Lunch Program and Emergency Food Assistance Program, it will allow the U.S. pulse industry to chew through some of last year's excess stocks ahead of this year's harvest. Now this. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.